This is episode 2148 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. Welcome to your midweek meditation. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a visualization to help you let go of that sinking feeling you can feel when you don't trust the situation. You know, when you don't trust someone or something or some situation that might be happening, you just know there's something wrong, and it's this sinking feeling in your stomach. That can be what it feels like in the world these days, especially as we go through this pandemic. So I want you to feel set free emotionally as you go through today's meditation. Remember your challenge this week, which is to allow yourself to trust the good that's happening all around the world and to focus on the good. To trust some aspect of yourself, to trust someone else or some situation, and to trust something that's going on in the world, something you're excited about. The more you watch for ways to trust the world, it helps to restore your faith in humanity. Now, this is a challenge to do each day. So find something new each day that you trust. This episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om Meditation app. If you're ready to take the next step in your meditation ritual, you can try the app for 7 days absolutely free. You receive 30-minute guided meditations and a journal and a slowdown guide with the techniques at your fingertips. Now, as you get ready to meditate, know that I encourage you to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. Consistency is the key to maintaining your meditation ritual. Also, you might want to share the podcast with someone who could use a little more support. There is so much happening these days. We can all use a little support. Meditation is one of the best things you can do for yourself, so pass it on. I'm going to share with you the journey of a fellow meditator who follows these meditations right along with you, and I'm going to share a little bit about their journey because I want you to feel like you're not alone. So many of us feel alone and isolated with the pandemic, especially as we read the numbers increasing. So as I share with you this listener's journey, know that I would love to share your journey. If you want to share how meditation has benefited you, you can email me at mary@sipandom.com. Or you can also, what most people do is they reach out to me on either my Facebook messaging page or the Sip and Om Instagram page. I encourage you to settle yourself down now and get ready to calm your mind and body as I share this story. And then you are going to be guided to inner freedom. So I'd like you to meet Amy Ortiz. She says, "I've always struggled with perfectionism and trying to control everything. And about 2 years ago, I believed my body was finally working correctly and shedding some weight, thanks to working out and eating mindfully. I became obsessed with the way my body was looking, and I became very restrictive with my food. This led to developing orthorexia an eating disorder characterized by an obsession with eating healthy. For a year, I continuously lost weight, and this had severe negative impacts on my physical and mental health, not to mention my spiritual health. Thanks to my friends and family, I was able to get the help I needed, and I've been recovering over this past year. As you might imagine, recovery is not easy, and this podcast has helped me gather the energy to put myself first, to love and accept myself, and to work to love others as well. So, here you are, sitting, getting ready to meditate. What are you struggling with right now? Amy Ortiz has put together a Facebook channel to help others who struggle. Maybe you struggle with orthorexia. I hadn't heard of this before. It might be something you want to consider. You can reach out to her at Amy Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, on her YouTube channel. She has some really great, super supportive videos there for physical, mental, and emotional health. As you're seated, getting ready for some inner stillness, notice where you're holding on to tension. Do you have tension in your thoughts, tension in your body? Begin to consider why you're holding tension today. What happened to trigger some event or some person? Now, as you begin to calm your mind and body, notice the rhythm and flow of your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. If you would like to do a special technique called a mudra, yoga in your hands, I invite you now to place your hands with your palms facing your chest. Fingers are outstretched as if they are the wings of a bird. Now take your two thumbs and intertwine them, placing your left hand behind your right hand, intertwining your thumbs this way. This is the Garuda Mudra. It helps you to feel a sense of trust and freedom. You can find a photo of the mudra on the Sipinome Instagram or Facebook. I always share one there every week. And hold this mudra at your chest or in your lap for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Visualize yourself now, perched high on a tree with a nest. You are a bird getting ready to jump into the air, trusting the wind to catch your wings, soaring upward, feeling freedom with the wind beneath your wings. Begin to think about what matters most to you. As you soar through the sky, trust the air. Trust what you see below you, fields and houses, people. Letting go of self-doubt and fear. Embrace all you face today. Soar above challenges towards the light, your inner light. Continue meditating to this quote by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live. Continue meditating for as long as it feels comfortable to you. You are so worth slowing down for.